You're listening to The Purpose Podcast, where our goal is to help you grow through inspirational stories from amazing people who live and work all around the world. For more information about the interviews you're hearing, please visit thepurposepodcast.com. And now, here's your host, Brian Gay.
Well, welcome everybody back to The Purpose Podcast. I know I've been away for a couple of weeks, and I have missed you. I hope you've missed me too. I'm actually right now in a little bit of a post-GIC blues. So I thought I'd just take a little while to do a recap of our GIC. It was such an amazing time. It was really just a highlight of the last couple of years for me, actually. Amazing time. We had 45 missionaries and guests. We had 25 kids when it was all said and done that were present during the week. Four guest speakers. It was really two conferences rolled into one because we had the Pursue conference kind of inside of our GIC conference. But really, at the end of the day, it was really just one purpose, and that was to glorify our God and Lord Jesus Christ. And so thank you so much, first of all, to everyone who helped. I know many of you that are listening were here and involved in one way or another, and I just want to say publicly thank you. Thank you so much to all the volunteers that helped, and just that's what made the GIC a great success. So thank you so much. We just had an amazing time. We had a huge opening celebration on Wednesday, the 15th of February, and it was just remarkable to see those missionaries coming down. Many of them, you know, kind of getting their 1 minute of fame as we cheered for them, kind of like a football player being announced at a game, or maybe a basketball player being announced before he comes into a basketball game, just cheering for them and going wild for them. And they were soaking it up. It was amazing to watch. I got to stand down at the front and give them high fives as they came down. And I'll tell you, it was just remarkable to see their joy and excitement and just overwhelming. They were just overwhelmed at the response. And I was too. And I want to say thank you to everybody who showed up and who made that an incredible night. And then as the week went on, it was just remarkable. I wish all of you could have been there. You couldn't because it was mainly just our staff that were invited to a special luncheon on Thursday. So a few of our staff and then all the missionaries, just really an event for them to show some love to them. And the amazing, the talented Ed Cleveland came out and performed. And he, wow, that's about all you can say about Ed is wow. He is so funny. He's just remarkable, and the missionaries loved it. Thursday night, we had fellowships all across the city of Montgomery. Just people gathered everywhere, I think, and overflowing restaurants and homes, and it was just time to hear the missionaries and hear their hearts and get to know them better. Then Friday, the Pursue Conference. Oh my goodness, the Pursue Conference was so amazing. And Chris Mills and that team, Mike, just did an amazing job. So thank you to everybody that was there then. We had over, I think over 500 college students registered. Actually, I think it was over 600 college students registered. And then when you added in the missionaries and all of our folks, we had close to 800 people that were here worshiping and going to breakout sessions and guest speakers like J.D. Payne and David Bedaya and Caleb Kreider. Just remarkable. It was so special. And then turn that then into Friday night with all of the different activities. We had people here for our Wild West dinner, which was a steak dinner. Jared and the team did a great job of just putting that on, and so special. Oh, by the way, forgot to mention the senior adult luncheon on Friday. That was so spectacular. And Jim and the team did a great job of putting that on, and had guest interviews there with the missionaries. And then, like I said, Saturday night, just the GIC dinner, the children's event. I wish everybody could have gone to the children's event. We were talking in our post debrief. We've got to find a way to get the entire church exposed to that children's event, because it was remarkable. Mary Ruth and her team did such a spectacular job. You got to go from one room to another and experience different things. Like there was an Indian slum. There was at one room you felt you're transported into Turkey and sitting on the floor and talking about tea and chai and humanitarian aid for refugees and what that's like. And we had an English corner. We had a henna room where the young ladies got henna tattoos on their hands, those temporary tattoos, and then boys got a temporary John 3:16. I actually got one of those too. There's a picture on Facebook you can check out, one on my arm. There was just so many things. The youth event that night was also going on, where they went to Japan and Mexico and then back to America and got to hear from different missionary speakers and things. It was just remarkable. And then Sunday, it was so special to have Dwayne Ostrom as our guest speaker. He just brought an incredibly inspiring message Sunday morning, and then Sunday night, Caleb Kreider rounded it out with an awesome message that just touched our hearts. And here's the best part. At the end of the day, we had over 500 people who made commitments to pray, to give, to go, and to answer the call to go be on mission long term. We've got people who are now in the pipeline to go and be missionaries, some of them for a semester, others really considering that God is calling them to be long-term missionaries overseas. And I am so excited about that. So I hope that you are too. I'm just overwhelmed and so grateful for everybody that participated. I cannot say thank you enough. But now I want to ask you a question. And so hopefully if you've listened this long, that means that you are a committed, faithful listener of the Purpose Podcast. And I need to ask you to do me a favor. See, we're trying to consider whether we want to continue the Purpose Podcast. Honestly, the main reason that this was started was to let us hear from our missionaries and guests that were coming for our GIC in February, and to get to know them better, and to know them hopefully ahead of time, but also even after the event, you know, for people to get to know them. And now we're just trying to consider. I've had several people come up to me and say, "Oh man, I wish that you were going to continue that after the GIC," and so I need to hear from you. If you would like for us to continue this podcast, if you maybe would like to hear from more missionaries and more guests talking about their purpose and calling and just a lot of the different interviews that we do here, we would focus primarily on interviewing missionaries because that's kind of still the focus. And so if you would like to do that, I need you to let me know. You can go to thepurposepodcast.com. That's thepurposepodcast.com. And on there, you can find a link to my email. And I would just like to hear from you and know if you're interested in doing it. So all you need to do is just send me a quick email. You could just put in the subject line, "continue the podcast," or something like that. That'll let me know that you're interested in us continuing this. I kind of have a threshold in mind of how many people need to send me that email in order for me to continue it. In the meantime, we probably won't do it on a weekly basis just because of time and other commitments that I have at this moment. So would maybe be like a monthly podcast that we'd be pushing out, but we would still try to make it very meaningful, interviewing guests and talking to people who would hopefully bring you value. So if that's something you're interested, please send me an email and we will go from there. So in the meantime, I'm going to play our theme music one more time and just say, please visit thepurposepodcast.com. You can still get all of the previous interviews are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. And then on the website, we have transcripts. We have other show notes for all the guests that we talk to. And I think that you'll get a great amount of value there as well. So thank you again. Thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll be back later with some more interviews. Thanks. God bless.
Thanks for listening to The Purpose Podcast. For more information, please visit thepurposepodcast.com.